Ubisoft News Radio Cast episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Ubisoft Made Just Dance Kids 3 Game in 2012? Real, mock.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
With almost identical gameplay to its predecessor, Just Dance Kids is an excellent title for families looking for a similar dancing experience, but with songs and lyrics that are geared better towards younger children. The new Just Dance Kids title in the Just Dance Kids series, Just Dance Disney, is a wonderfully crafted title for both young children and young adults, catering to both the latter's nostalgia as well as former's affection for popular Disney franchises. Additionally, Just Dance Kids 2 includes remixes of classic children's songs such as Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes and the Hokey Pokey in multiple languages. As in past incarnations of Ubisoft's Just Dance series, players choose a melody to dance to from a large selection of pop songs. Players are able to unlock gifts like new songs, game modes, as well as dance mashing, which combine various dance routines in Just Dance 3 and its predecessors into one song. Alongside solo and duet modes, Just Dance 3 features Dance Crew mode, allowing four players to dance together, each with their own unique choreography, and playlists which organize songs into various categories. Duet mode is designed for two people to dance together while following a different avatar on screen. The four-player dance is particularly interesting if you are playing with a bunch of people. Each player gets a different, unique section to dance, and the results are surprising if you do it well for all four of you, and wonderfully ridiculous if you do not. I personally love playing just in the sweat mode when dancing alone to practice. Battle mode is a fun spin on beat-em-ups such as Street Fighter, in which the player who does the best job of dancing with precise steps is awarded with hits against others. On screen, these moves are performed by avatars from past Just Dance games, making the Puppet Master mode an homage of sorts to the rest of Ubisoft's Just Dance franchise. A box in the upper left corner of the screen tracks how aggressively you dance, and displays the number of calories burned, seemingly making the game an effective, reassuring fitness tracking tool. Ubisoft is working with Black Eyed Peas artistic director and choreographer, Fatima Robinson, who is working with the development studio to create new dance routines for the game. Developer INNI is creating the game's Kinect for the Xbox 360, which will let players create a full-body avatar on stage and dance with Black Eyed Peas using their entire body movements. At E3, Ubisoft announced the Ubisoft Just Dance franchise would be expanding beyond Wii in October, with the release of the Kinect for Xbox 360 title, as well as the PlayStation 3 title, utilizing the PlayStation Move motion sensing controller. San Francisco, Ubisoft today announced Just Dance Kids 2 will become available for the first time on the Xbox 360's Kinect and PlayStation Move computer entertainment systems, as well as returning to the Wii system from Nintendo. Just Dance 3 is a 2011 rhythm dancing game released for Wii, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3, with support for Kinect and Move for the latter two, respectively. Ubisoft's Quebec and Paris development studios are working together on the Wii game, which is set to feature gameplay similar to the Just Dance series from Ubisoft. The Just Dance franchise team at Ubisoft wanted to build a unique experience, something that was completely different, something that presented different challenges than the game's Kinect and PlayStation Move versions. While Just Dance 4 was given a few exclusive Kinect features, as well as an all-new overhaul for Wii U, Just Dance 4 is a refreshing change of pace from the current crop of dance games focused around popular music. Even though we already had Just Dance 2 in our house, I was looking forward to picking up Just Dance 2 due to its new songs and features. And Just Dance 3 did not disappoint. That means of all of the games across all systems, the Wii version of Just Dance 3 was overall the best-selling game this week in Japan and North America across these territories, as well as the second best-selling in the UK, only beaten by Forza Motorsport 4. According to Gamasutra's weekly roundup, Just Dance 3 was the top-selling multi-platform game of the week in North America and Japan for the week of 13 October 2011, in the form of the Wii version, and was number 2 in the UK. The lack of 2012 releases leads me to think that maybe sales for Just Dance were not necessarily phenomenal. For the PS3.
Last year, Sony released Everybody Dance, which was, in my opinion, a fairly decent if lesser of three games to show off for the platform. The Kinect version for Xbox 360, Just Dance Kids 2, will let kids play the game without using controllers, be in their own music videos, and create and save their dance routines to challenge friends and family. We imagine that the game-playing community will be most intrigued to see how Wii U controllers are going to be integrated with the gameplay itself. No matter what the occasion, Just Dance 3's awesome soundtrack and interesting game features will keep your party going, with your friends dancing the night away. Dance games are all the rage these days, especially with teenage gamers and older folks that love to groove their way through the motions along to their favorite pop bands. Note that the word kids has been added to the generic Just Dance name. That is fitting, because the folks over at Ubisoft took the same bouncy gameplay from their mainstream Just Dance 2014 title, and made a few big tweaks in order to make the game fully suitable for kids of all ages.
This was Ubisoft made Just Dance Kids 3 game in 2012? Real, Mock, by Ubisoft News Radio Cast, and this was episode number 1. My name is Teresa Barnes, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.